Hey everybody, this is Dark Helmet from AboveTopSecret.com. I'm here with two more of my weird conspiracy theories. The first one being a short that my brother thought I should add in, and this one being on Santa Claus. Now the claim is that Santa is the devil, and he gets away with this because his ways of frightening kids are very subtle, and he basically tells them, if you don't do this, then you're not getting any gifts for present, you're going to get a big old lump of coal. And now this isn't too different from many religions. Where they say that if you don't do X, Y, or Z, you're going to go to hell. And also, Santa comes down the chimney, and the devil apparently lives in a pit of hellfire. So there's a similarity. Also, an interesting fact is that no one has ever been to and returned alive from either hell or Santa's workshop. And they're both worshipped in a way. The devil, worshipped by all Satanists and others. And Santa more by the little children, because I don't know any kid that doesn't say that Christmas isn't their favorite holiday. I guess one of the most disturbing parts of it is that Santa's name is a not very well disguised anagram of Satan, and I don't believe that can be a coincidence. I think it's all true. So who knows? Maybe that fat jolly man coming down your chimney is not a fat jolly man after all. Maybe it's the devil coming after your soul. The next one I'm going to do starts back in the during the stock market crash. This one's on trailer parks. Now, during the stock market crash and the years after, President Roosevelt needed a way to provide low-income families with homes, and also, he needed to find a way to get rid of some of these low-income families to help get the stock market on track and not having to waste money to provide these people with homes. So it's said that Roosevelt secretly contacted various architects and engineers to construct mobile houses, also known as trailer homes, and that they would offer low-income families a home with some comfort and give them somewhat a community life. So the president bought land in the Midwestern United States, and a series of trailer parks was set up, and he sold the land off to just various buyers. However, the plan involved making the location of the trailer parks the region where more tornadoes occur than the total amount in the rest of the world, which would be, of course, in the Kansas area, all along the Tornado Alley. The plan went, multitudes of tornadoes would hit the trailer parks, eliminating the whole families in natural disasters. So then the government and nobody else could be blamed, since, of course, they were natural. And, as it goes now, every year, hundreds are injured and sometimes killed when tornadoes tear paths of destruction through trailer parks, just as Roosevelt intended. Now, if those ones are true, I have no idea. But, who knows? All right, that's it for now. Bye.